Much grain now is falling ungathered, while many stand idle and wait. The harvest time soon will be ended, for garnering them tis too late. O soul, prove thy love to the Savior, for what he has done unto thee, by sending the tidings of mercy to lost ones o'er land and o'er sea. They perish, they perish, yet Jesus to save him has died. Go pay them the debt that we owe them, those souls who in darkness abide.
Good morning, friends. Good morning. I'm really happy to be coming your way once again with a short broadcast. And we hope you'll stay tuned to this station for the next few moments, because we do have something that we believe will be of interest and we hope will be a blessing for you and to you. Now, this scripture, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, and of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this will we do, if God permit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify to themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to an open shame. For the earth, which drinketh in the rain that cometh oft upon it, and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected, and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But, beloved, we are persuaded better things of you, and things that accompany salvation, though we thus speak. Hebrews 6, 1 through verse 9. There are some solemn warnings in this scripture. I think what a sad thing it is for folks to lose out with God after having had a good experience and not make it through in that final day. But I like that part there where it said things which accompany salvation, and that we are persuaded better things of you. This is what we want for ourselves and for you too. Now, some of you are aware, of course, that this is a recording. It's a taped broadcast, and of course we make it considerably ahead of the date of the broadcast. Actually, when you hear this broadcast, will be like October the 31st, the last day of October. But really, this broadcast is being taped today, October the 22nd. And this is a real special day for me. In fact, it's my birthday. And whether or not you might think or believe it or suspect it, today I'm 60 years of age. So we've seen a few summers in the past, and many blessings, and a few trials and problems. Now, of course, Francis is sitting nearby today, and that is my Francis, has been now for some 34 years past, and we've had lots of happy experiences together, and of course, some disappointments in life, but the Lord has helped us through. And thank you, honey, for that nice birthday cake you made for me. Why don't you tell the folks what kind of a cake that was?
Pineapple upside down cake is his favorite cake. So he was there this morning when I turned the cake out.
Yeah, and I don't especially need or care for all that real fancy icing like so many cakes have on it. And you know what kind of a topping this put on it? In fact, those pineapple, 12 of them, came up on top when it was turned out. 12 pineapple, 12 cherries, and 16 prunes. And what else you got in mind for today, honey?
Our two sons and their wives are to come and eat dinner with us this evening, and also Elois Eck. Willie and Nita live in Enid, Oklahoma. They will be here. And Wayne will and his wife, Mary, will be here as they live here in Guthrie.
So, you see, friends, the Lord has blessed me many, many times over again, and we're so thankful for all of his blessings. In fact, some years ago, my health, I didn't think, was so good, and I'd gotten down to where I wasn't up to my normal weight. And I felt about like Hezekiah did when he turned his face to the wall after the prophet had told him to set his house in order, for he was not going to live. And I just felt that this is surely my end was near and that I wasn't going to live much longer, and went through quite a siege and time of depression and trials. And so I thought that perhaps this would be it soon. And brought on lots of soul searching and rededication to the Lord. But you know what? After all of this, the Lord saw fit to bring me right out of that, to spare me, and now for more than 11 years, we've been going with the broadcast. It's been wonderful years, and we've endeavored to make up for lost time and spread the word of the Lord throughout the land, both by the broadcast, of course, and the printed page. And, of course, Francis didn't tell you that we also have two other daughters. Some of you who are familiar with us know this. Kathleen and Alvin McMurrin live near Harrison, Arkansas, with James and Janet, their children. And Clifford and Patsy Smith live in Salem, Oregon, with Julie, Rodney, and Michael. So the Lord has blessed me many, many times over again. In fact, this scripture in Psalm 68:19 says, "Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation." Another in Psalms 103:1-5, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagle." Psalms 103:1-5. I like that scripture. Again, we have another scripture here which says, "What shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints." So, friends, whether you go soon or live long, I want to say it's wonderful, it's precious, it's great to live for God. We're really enjoying living for the Lord. And Francis, nice to have you with us here today. And you don't get to tell the folks very much here over this microphone. Anything special you'd like to say?
I want to thank the Lord for his many blessings to Willie and I. I'm thankful for the 34 years he's let us live together. We've had many happy times together, and the Lord has blessed us. He blessed us with the four children. We're thankful for them. And truly, our hearts are full of praises to him for his many blessings from time to time.
Yes, how true. You know, friends, that you don't have to wait until next month, November, for the month of Thanksgiving to roll along and for you to be thankful. You can be thankful right now, today, and we are. We don't want to be like this scripture that says, "Go to now, ye that say today or tomorrow we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boasting. All such rejoicing is evil." James 4:13-16. So, remember, dear ones, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. I think of how our lives is compared to the seasons of the year, the spring, the summer, the autumn, and the winter. We're in the autumn season now. Listen to this poem concerning the autumn season. Gone is the spring with all its flowers, and gone the summer's verdant shower. Now strewn beneath the autumn bowers, the yellow leaves await the snow. Behold, this earth so cold and gray, an emblem of our life appears. Its blooming robes sink to decay, to rise again in round of years. Earth cheers its winter sleep with dreams of springtime's warmth and gentle rain, when she shall wake to murmuring streams and songs of merry birds again. So we came forth like springtime flowers, soon into manhood's summer grow, then like the leaves of autumn bowers, lie down beneath the winter snow. And there our bodies slumbering wait, till time's short winter day has fled, and Christ, our Lord and Advocate, shall come again to wake the dead. Then winter's storm and summer's heat shall end in everlasting spring, and all immortal we shall meet, and round the throne of glory sing. That's going to be a wonderful day. One of the favorite songs of my father, which I remember so well, was When We All Get to Heaven, What a Day of Rejoicing That Will Be. And so, dear ones, let us all live and press forward for that day where there will be no parting, when we shall meet around the throne of God, when this short life is over. Our Father, we thank you today for your blessings to us all. We thank you for the privilege of having brought forth thy word over the air these years. They've been good years, and we thank you for them. And now, we know not what the future holds, but we know that thou hast promised to go with us until this short life is over. We're counting on thy promises. We ask you that you would help us to be faithful. Remember every listener today. There are so many wonderful friends that we have out there who've remembered us and stood by us with their prayers and support. And how we do appreciate them. Lord, bless every one of them today. Give them victory for every trial and burden. And for that which is accomplished, we'll give you the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear ones, it's been a real pleasure to be with you today. I hope you've enjoyed the broadcast as much as we have. And if you'd like to get in touch with us, we'd be happy to hear from you. If the message proves a blessing, we'd be so glad to hear from you. Anything else you'd like to say, honey?
No, there isn't.
Nothing else? All right. Friends, until we meet again, this is Willie Murphy.
Francis.
Saying God bless and keep you, everyone, and a very cheerful.
Goodbye.